Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, speaking of Guns.com, I am joined now by one of the buyers of guns. And I have sold a gun to Guns.com. It's a very painless process to do. And joining me now from Guns.com is Jason Alberts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
So, selling gun. Now, when we talk about buying guns from Guns.com, or Guns.com buying guns, you buy anywhere from one, you'll buy one gun. If a gun shop's going out of business, you'll go buy everything they've got. And everything in between, right?
Yeah, we buy individual firearms and we buy collections.
Now, do you have to actually go out into the field? Do people call you up and go, Jason, I heard Guns.com buys guns. I've got guns. My father passed away. He's got a gun collection. I'm not really into that. Could you come and take a look at him? That kind of thing?
We can. There's a couple ways we handle that. We will ask them to send us a basic list, email us a list of the amount of firearms they have, and you know, it doesn't have to be exact, just make and model. And if it's a big enough collection, we will travel out to look at it and price it, give them a price. If they accept it, we'll do all the packing up and shipping. If it's a smaller collection, say less than 50 firearms, we have our sell your gun link on our guns.com site. You can click on that. It's really a painless, pretty simple. You take a few photos, tell us about the firearm, and it'll pop up into our screen that I'll look at. And if you know the photos are good and clear and everything, we can look at it and make an offer. Or if we do need additional information, we will message them and let them know that, hey, can you take a picture of this? Or do you have that paperwork documentation showing that, you know, the Colt letter or the Winchester letter or something like that? Because all that adds to the value of a firearm. And then we get that and we send them back an offer. And if it's something they agree with the offer, they'll follow the next steps, which is click on it, accept offer. They'll download upload their photo and create an account on the sell side.
Right.
And we will send them a prepaid label and box if they wish us to provide the box, or they can provide that. The box themselves, we still ship them, give them a label. They fix that label on, take it to a UPS center, and ship it off to us. There's no cost on the shipping side.
I did it. I've sold a gun to Guns.com. I was very interested in the process because I sent them, and you know, I sent you, and I, for some guns, like I was sending you a picture of a, I believe it was a Glock G45. I think it was an FDE.
Field Dark Earth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything where you had to worry about the details on the gun, you know, left and right picture. The G45 is a relatively new model for Glock. So, I mean, you know, it hasn't been killed yet. I haven't killed it yet. And I let you know how much I wanted for it. And then sent it in. As soon as it got there, I got confirmation they had received it. Then I got confirmation that you had accepted my offer. And then I got paid.
Yeah.
And I mean,
it's pretty easy.
The shipping, is it like two-day shipping?
Yes, we have. It's 2-day shipping. So, if we send you a box, it usually takes a couple days to get there.
Right.
And then once you pack it on there, it's up to you if you drop it off at the UPS center, or if you have, like I have a regular UPS driver out here, I could just, say, hey, swing back around the neighborhood and here's the box and it's on its way. It's really easy. It's convenient. It's safe. We try to be as competitive as we can on the offers. Because otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
And, we have, we buy hundreds of firearms a week. And we get hundreds of submissions a week. And it's constant. It's a constant flow. We are constantly just working and looking at it and looking at what people send in. Some people send in, like your Glock G45 or a G48 or
right.
19. And then you have others that have a Winchester 1873, first gen, four digit serial number.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see all kinds of neat stuff. And, those are the, that's the stuff that I really like. And, it takes a little bit to research it and look for things that are right or wrong and on all those firearms. But most part, the customers are honest with what they send in and, it makes it easy.
I was going to say, I was going to ask, so for some of these guns,
mm-hmm.
like with my gun, it's a Glock G45. It hasn't been in military service. It hasn't been in police service. So for that, it was an unremarkable gun. I wasn't looking for a bunch of money for it. You guys accepted my offer. Sometimes, though, you're going to get some inquiries for something that is really special. Now, how on earth do you evaluate a gun simply from, with some of these guns, however rare that, like you guys had the first ever Chiefs Special, right? First ever Smith & Wesson. So how did you possibly figure out that was the authentic gun? Did somebody have to actually go there and take a look at that? That seems like...
No, actually, on that one, myself and the other two buyers, we looked at it and thought, one of our buyers is a big Smith & Wesson man, and he loves them, and he says, man, I've not seen that. So we communicated with the seller. And because he stated that he had where he got it, his grandfather, I believe, and everything. So he had some documentation on that, and Smith & Wesson confirmed that documentation with us. And, so then it was up to us to sit there and, crunch a number on what could this possibly be worth in the market? It's the first one. And that's how we made an offer, and he liked the offer. And, that's how we got it. And it was pretty neat. Even he did leave a review of how easy and honest how our offer was very competitive. And that's how we got it.
When you get a gun like that, then first of all, the challenge of just figuring it out and buying it versus say, I don't know, then figuring out how to package it. Is it for sale or are you guys hanging on to it?
No, it's for sale. In fact, I believe it's sold. If I'm not mistaken. It's sold probably, it takes us about after we receive it and everything and the photo group gets on and the documentation gets it up there. It usually takes about 2 weeks to hit the site. And I believe it's sold, probably within 10 days. I'm not mistaken.
Hang on for me, Jason, if you will. Coming up on the first break, guns.com. You go to one site, you can do it all. You can buy guns, you can sell guns, you can buy accessories, ammunition. It doesn't matter if you want to check the news. They've got the news. It is a one-stop shop. Talking to Jason Alberts. He's one of the gun buyers from guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible, with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with one of the buyers from Guns.com, and that is Jason Alberts. When during the COVID crisis, when everybody was sure that we were all going to die, and we also had concurrent rioting going on across the United States, did you guys ever get to a position where you were like, there's a shortage of guns, or did you pick up on the, when you realize that, wow, we got millions of people that have never bought guns before buying guns, did that, when something like that happens, do you step up the whole, your whole game trying to get more guns in, or how did that work out?
Yes, we did. We have biweekly calls between the buyers and to see what's going on in different markets. And like I said, all of us have, you know, different specialties that we kind of meld to. And we all could see the writing on the wall. I mean, it was coming. And so we sat down and thought, okay, so, you know, we can't say we're guns.com if we don't have any inventory of firearms. That's just not going to work. So, you know, we had to make an effort and say, okay, well, we'll have to push our offers up a little bit and still same retail until the market moves up and follow the market. But for the most part, when our offer is, I think a solid offer for firearms on what we do, we're not going to offer you, if it's a $1,000 gun, we're not going to offer you $400. That's just not, we wouldn't be around. It's just not going to work that way. And, you know, we take into account all the accessories that you have with it. We take into account condition. Like I said, you know, clear photos submitted make a huge difference for us and speed up the process. We can, you know, if they're nice, sharp, focused photos, we can see, yep, no, that's a, that, that Colt Python has, you know, a very minimal turn line. You know, that's a 76 model. Okay. We're going to throw a good amount because that's still a collector. It's not a shooter.
Right.
You know, and then you have the ones that are the shooters and, you know, they're still valuable because, well, the quality of the manufacturer of them at the time. I mean, it's just what it is. But yeah, we tried to get ahead of that market and I think we did pretty well, across the nation. I know from my years in the business is that, we were probably ahead of most of the other used gun buyers across the nation. We were very competitive and we kept up a good inventory.
Yeah, that was the thing during that time. I know some gun shops that have never recovered from that because, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if during that time there were distributors going out of business left and right. Well, not left and right, but there were a few.
Yep.
There were a few that went out of business and it was a challenging time. Now, did you guys recognize that early on?
Yeah, we did. With the whole fiasco of, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve thing, you know, it was, we knew probably with 3 days into that, that this was going to be a bigger issue than just 2 weeks. And so, like I said, we sat down, talked about it, made a concerted effort to make sure that we had an inventory that we could sell to our customers. And we had to do our sellers that were selling their firearms, we had to do them right because the market does change with that.
Right.
And it did. So, a Glock 19 prior to that was selling, say, $500 new.
Right.
Well, used ones were going for $700-$800.
Wow. Well,
you know, so we had to move our market and our pricing to follow that. And then the hard part is, when you see it slowing down and coming back to a more balanced reality, you know, that, yeah, we probably had some stock that, you know, we had to discount and probably sold to some at a loss or a push, but, you know, we still had the inventory to sell to people, which was the big thing.
Well, I think it's slowed down a little bit. I mean, I do, I look at that on a regular basis and it's still higher than it has been in recent years because we're still in the middle of a crime spree now. Instead of it just being, instead of it rioting.
Just a little one.
Yeah, murder is up 34% in New York City, which very shortly I would expect to be a very big market for you. I would expect you to be getting some stuff there. This is interesting for me because in New York City, I think they have one gun shop or maybe two. And when those rules loosen up, have you ever been in a situation, have you ever had to work in a situation where all of a sudden the chains come off, so to speak, and it's here we go. You can buy a gun now and own a gun and carry a gun and all this other stuff. Have you ever been in that situation before? How were you guys react?
You know, I don't know. I know we purchased quite a few firearms from New Yorkers. Not so much in the inner city, but, you know, upstate. There's still a lot of buyers out there, and they're hoping, you know, they got a governor that's not too keen on the whole Second Amendment. So, you know, I don't know. I would say the New Yorkers, and they're kind of holding back, trying to figure out what's going to happen.
Well, they just had a temporary restraining order slapped on them, and
that's good.
Everything is fast tracked right now. They're probably. I was discussing this with somebody the other day. There's never been a time where I remember where the Supreme Court got out there and considered and rendered a judgment on a major case and then had something circle back to them in the same year. And it's going to circle back to them, I think, before the end of the year because they're in session right now. And I can just see a whole bunch of people wanting to buy guns in New York City as soon as the first chance they get. And I just wonder how that would guns.com loan me enough money to open a gun shop in New York City?
You know, that's probably not a bad idea. I have to throw that around out for my next call. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, New York City is a whole country on it to itself.
Yeah.
It lives and breathes on it in its own, and it's hard to judge what they're going to do. I mean, New Yorkers are a tough crowd, but then sometimes you wonder, like, what are you thinking? This is, you know, to me, freedom is precious, and that's what I hope everybody wants is freedom, but you don't know. I would think there's going to be some big sales in New York.
I hope so. I mean, I know most of the state is a gun state per se.
Yeah.
And it's only in New York City where they have some things in the way. You do me a favor and hang on for me if you will. We're coming up on the next break. Guns.com. Buying a gun from guns.com is nearly as easy as it is to sell a gun. Go check them out, guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are new allegations about the way the head of Homeland Security handled claims that Border Patrol agents were whipping illegal immigrants who had just crossed into Texas. New emails show Alejandro Mayorkas was told the narrative pushed was a lie. Instead, he called the images horrifying in a press conference at the White House. There have long been concerns that kids will get deadly drugs mixed in with their Halloween candy. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is among those concerned.
The drug cartels lace fentanyl onto multicolored candy.
The DEA has put a warning out about cartels smuggling candy-colored pills, but that wasn't connected to Halloween candy or drugs even given away for free. President Biden is in Vail, Colorado, where he's expected to deliver remarks later today. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Jason Alberts. He is a gun buyer for Guns.com. And you guys have a special going on right now to try to offset a few costs, haven't you?
We do. On our certified used guns, which are, you can look at our FAQs on how we certify our used firearms, we're currently running a $20 discount to help cover the buyer's transfer fees. Something that helps a little bit, helps every little bit.
Well, and, you know, after I made the video for buying a gun from Guns.com, I had a couple of people that I guess had never bought guns before because they did not understand the transfer fee. Because it's not you by law, you have to ship it to an FFL near them. And that in and of itself is a lovely thing because it'll ask you for your zip code and or your address, and then it'll pop up five or six FFLs near you, and you can just pick the one you like because you have this network, this dealer network. And that's beautiful. But some of these new people, they get out there, and like somebody came at me and said, they had a hidden fee for when I picked up the gun of $75. And I said, no, ma'am, that is your FFL charging you $75 to transfer the gun. Which, and she was very adamant about that. And I didn't call anybody because, you know, okay.
Yeah.
There's just some things I can't overcome, and ignorance is one of them. And some FFLs will charge a lot of money. The one where I get my guns from charges me $15.
Yep.
That would cover that transfer fee. But I mean, I haven't ever done a survey on that. I mean, have you ever had anybody call you guys up and go, what about the hidden cost when I pick up the gun? Has that ever happened?
You know, I have not seen any, because I think most of our buyers are pretty shrewd. And like when you click on the list, and you know, like you said, you put in your zip code and it comes up with, you know, five or six different FFL dealers in your area.
Yes, sir.
You know, normally when you click on that link, it'll show you what their transfer fees are. It's right there. You know, about where I am, they range everywhere from $20 to $50, depending. So, the close one to me is $20.
Well, I mean, and like you said, most gun buyers that are out there have bought that, you know, this is not their first gun. They probably shop for these guys, don't they? I mean, if I was in a place and I had never transferred a gun in, I would go around to FFLs going, hey, what's your FFL transfer? Do you do FFL transfers? Oh, yeah, what's the fee?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just, you know, I'd go back and say, okay, now this one is $15, and oh, there it is on the list. Pop, hit it, and then go in and pay my $15 fee. And I guess maybe for the newer people, where they're out there just trying to get that first gun, they're just getting the one closest to their house.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That would probably hit it. And you know, it's like anything else; it's a learning experience.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now,
sometimes learning hurts.
Sometimes it does. But knowledge is it's empowering, isn't it?
It now, is.
For somebody that's selling a bunch of guns, though,
mm-hmm.
you're going to all the fees incurred by you. You send the label to them to ship the gun to you.
Correct. We can send them the shipping box and label, or they can box it up themselves, but we still send them a shipping label that they can affix to it. All that is covered by us. So there is no out-of-pocket expense. And like I said, most, you know, it does happen. Firearms come in that aren't quite as described in the photos, were strategically taken to avoid that. But 99% of the time, I mean, it gets shipped. It shows up in the warehouse. You get notified that it's been delivered to the warehouse. You'll then get another notification that it has been inspected and is being processed for payment, which can either be an electronic payment, ACH payment to your checking account.
Right.
Or you can request a check. It's that simple.
That simple. The one of the things that when I sold my gun, and I said I got paid, actually what happened was I was just looking for shop credit because I wanted to try a gun that you guys had for sale. And that's mm-hmm. the thing. If you go out there, most of the time, like if you go into most gun shops, you're not going to find Shadow Systems, for example. And you guys have got Shadow Systems new and used. You have a huge selection of Shadow Systems new and used. You have huge selections of all kinds of, you know, aesthetically hard to find guns. And at the same time, you have all of the regular crowd, the SIG P320s, the Glocks, the M&Ps. Yep. And
we are a Glock dealer. We are a SIG dealer, Smith & Wesson, Taurus. So, yeah, we do carry all those.
Being a dealer is hard, too. But it's not easy. But, I mean, for you guys, it wouldn't be as hard because, like with Glock, like if you were to call up Glock and go, Glock, we need 50 Glock 19s. They're probably going to come back at you and say, that's great, but in order to buy those, you got to also buy 50 Glock 35s. Or,
correct.
You know, 50 of the 357 SIG ones, which I don't even know the model number of some of those. And it's, you know, there's some that sell a lot, and there's some that don't sell quite as fast. And that's the juggling thing that you guys have got to do. So when you're buying guns, if you're buying guns, like if I called you up and I said, hey, I've got this Glock and 45 Gap, are you going to be excited to get that?
No. In a simple word, no. You know, it is there is a market for them out there, but it is not what you're seeing in the Glock market. I mean, it is a very discounted market. That's not an ammo you're going to find very easily. You know, it's what I call almost an obsolete cartridge.
Yeah.
And there's the dedicated following that they have them and they love them and God bless them. But you know, it's if I look on our site and I see 10 used ones there, I'm not buying anymore until that's down to one, because it's not a fast seller.
Besides nine millimeter, what would you say is the fastest moving Glock caliber?
Oh, the 45s.
45s.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I take that back. I would say probably the 10 millimeter Glock.
See, that's what I would.
The 10 millimeters in anything, the SIGs, anything that's that 10 millimeter, because they come in and they go. They move the fastest. But as far as stability, the 9 and the 45s are constants.
Yeah, yeah. Now, like with the 10 millimeters, and see, I'm pretty sure the Glock 20s move in and out of there fast. The Glock 40 may be a little bit slower. But what about that smaller one, the Glock 29? Is that what it, you know, the smaller?
I think it's the 29. I'm not, like I said, but yeah, they all move. The 10 millimeter anything, when I do a search on our used firearms and put in 10 millimeter as a search, you know, priority for it, you know, I'll see like five.
Yeah.
And if I go back at the end of the day, there'll be one left. It's just people, you know, the 10 millimeter has a myth, you know, and it's a good round. I like it.
It's a very
personally.
It's an excellent
round.
I have a Poly 80 10 millimeter right beside me. So, I mean, I think the Glock 10 millimeter platform is probably the best 10 millimeter platform out there. It's definitely the biggest selling. Hang on for me one more time, if you will. This is talking to Jason Alberts. He's a gun buyer at guns.com, where you can sell your gun. You can buy guns. You can buy accessories. You can buy ammunition. It doesn't matter what you need. They got it there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Jason Alberts from Guns.com. He is a gun buyer. When you're out there and you're look up, so like when you come in every day, do you take a look at what you have in the offing out there as far as guns that are available? And then I suppose that you also have an onslaught of guns coming in that people are wanting you to buy. Do you look at what you have in hand versus what you got coming in?
Yeah, we look at our, you know, 2 or 3 times a week, we look at our inventory and see what we're getting maybe too heavy on, or this firearm, which was selling well a month ago. Now we've got them and they're stagnant. They're not selling like they were. Okay. So we're not going to, unfortunately for some customers, we may not offer on it. You know, because I'm not going to offer them something less than what I was offering. I'd just rather not offer them on it, because our inventory is showing that we just have too much. We need to thin that out. And then, you know, it doesn't mean that in 2 weeks that could change. The funny thing is, like you say, that is the Taurus G2s and G3s.
Okay.
They're a popular, inexpensive firearm. They shoot well and everything. And it seems like to me, when I look at our inventory, it's like every other month, we're heavy. And then you get to the end of the month and we're light again. So it's okay. Yeah. So we've pretty much come to the end on that one. We just continue to buy it because it loads up and then it's like, okay, my payday. Okay. I got paid today. I'm going to buy a gun. Perfect.
Well, I mean,
you know, and
it's interesting you bring up the the Taurus, because I just reviewed a Taurus G3-2 today, and I'm surprised that those ever load up because of their price.
Yes. You know, it's one of those things. You know, people, I classify that as more of a entry self-defense gun. It's not the best, but it's better than not having one. They're pretty reliable. I haven't had any seen or heard any issues with them, rather than the normal recalls that just about everything goes through.
Right.
But you know, they got those straightened out. And you know, literally it's like, I can look on a Tuesday at our inventory and say, wow, we're heavy on those. And then I can look again on Friday and say, hey, where'd they all go? You know, I never can claim to know what the buyer is going to want and when.
Right. I'll tell you what happened with me. I look at the G3C, the little gun. I look at that kind of a gun as not a fighting handgun. I look at it at best as a concealed carry self-defense only handgun. For me, a fighting handgun is something that I'm going to fight multiple opponents with. So, for that reason, most of the time, I carry what I consider to be a fighting handgun. Now, in my position in life, I get to carry very nice fighting handguns. Like I, right now, I'm switching out between a Staccato C2 or a Taran Tactical Innovations Glock G45.
Another nice.
So, I, you know, between those two, that's pretty. Those are pretty good guns. Now,
they are.
I had a SIG P365. And when I got the G3C, I got rid of the 365 because...
Really?
Yes, because, first of all, the gun feels better in my hand. The G3 feels better in my
hand.
That's
the key.
And plus, the other thing is, I don't really consider that... That's not a gun that... That's not my go-to gun. So if it's a functioning gun that I can stick out there and I don't mind firing multiple magazines out of it, that's a gun that I'm going to carry. The P365 never was, and I've noticed that SIG, in their infinite wisdom, since the P365 came out, it was a miracle little gun, you know, 12 rounds, a 9mm, and that little itty-bitty cigarette lighter size thing. But now they've come out with the XL, and now they've come out with the Macro. And I think there is a place for the little micro guns, but they're not fighting guns, in my opinion. I got savaged on that, by the way.
No, I agree with you. I find the little concealed firearms, I call them, get me out of trouble. That's all I want. I want to get out of trouble and get to something where I can fight back better. That's the way I look at it. It's a little lighter for convenience, but... If I'm going someplace and I know it could be nasty, I'm taking something that I'm more confident in and willing to put a lot of rounds downrange on.
Well, gonna see with this G3, I got to take it out on the range. I'm gonna run it hard, throw it around a little bit, drop it, stomp it. I'm not gonna pull it behind.
I think you're gonna like it.
Yeah,
I've shot one here at the local range just because I wanted to see what it was like, and it's not a bad, for what it is, it's a fine little handgun. And yeah. It will do you well.
Yeah. With what you do, you get to see yesterday's guns and today's guns. When you're looking at that cross section, because I don't see too many people carrying guns that were made in the 80s in semi-automatic guns. I don't see that. Unless it's even the first and second generation of Glock, I can't find too many of those out there.
No.
And I've always thought of a gun as a durable good. So why am I not, do people not sell the all-steel Smith & Wesson 5309s and 63, all those steel 4506s, 45, you know, none of those guns are out there in circulation, or what's it, did they all go away? What happened to them?
No, we get them. They come in, I see submissions for those multiple times a week. You know, I think with the all-steel guns, I think that the weight is possible turnoff for some. The lightweight alloy versions are probably a little more popular. But they're out there. The market is flush with them, and from what I'm seeing. You know, you can check some of the big online auction houses and sites, and you know, you can look at, you know, for the 4506, and there's none available. They're all sold.
Right.
So they hit the market and they go quick. So there is a market for them. I don't think some of the people want to give them up because they are a solid firearm, solid handgun.
The only problem with, I thought the 4506 was the best double action, single action 45 I'd ever shot. Although I did like the P90, and I only like that because If I ran low on ammunition and I got close enough to somebody, I could beat him to death with it.
Yeah. Hey, the Ruger P90 is the P series, the P90, P91s.
Yeah.
I mean, they're solid. I like them.
They came out with them. Didn't they have, a lower that was polymer that went with that?
Polymer, uh-huh.
Was it the P94, the P95? What was it?
Was it the P94?
I mean, they were quite...
I know they did a P85 with a polymer lower.
Yeah, yeah. That series of guns was ahead of itself. And, I mean, now I look at what... I'm sure the Ruger polymer guns they have out now. But everybody's gone polymer, right? Because of weight.
Yep.
So
cost. I think it's a cost effectiveness.
What about...
is the big thing.
What about durability?
Well, I think they're solid. I mean, how many Glocks have out there that have just been pounded away on? How many officers are, how many Blue Glock companies, police officer trade-ins do you see?
Yeah.
And they're solid.
Well,
they're still going, unless you do something really silly.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you guys get a bunch of police trade-ins from time to time whenever somebody switches a caliber. I think I saw one where you guys had Glock 22s, which is the 40 caliber gun. Which
40. Mm-hmm.
That was a little snappy. The only problem with, I always thought that the 40 caliber was a unsung hero, because I like 10 millimeter, But at the same time, I find 10 millimeter to be more manageable in the big Glock than 40 was in the little Glock.
Yeah. The 40 gained its popularity when the FBI decided that's what they were going to go to.
Right.
And it lost favorability when the FBI decided they were going back to the 9mm.
Jason, we're running out of time. I hate to cut you off in midstream, but everything. But I mean,
no worries.
It's fascinating to look at the wherewithal that has to go into buying these guns. So thank you very much for joining me today.
It was my pleasure.
Guns.com. If you are looking to sell, buy whatever it is with your gun, you'll find if you're looking for something, they've got it. If you want to sell it, they'll buy it. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.